Live from the Legends Club, inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, it's Packers Live with Larry McCarron! This week's Packers special guest, Johnny Jolly! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. First things first, do we have any U.S. veterans in the house? Please stand up and let's all salute them. Thank you for your service. You are this country's true heroes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I am finding this losing stuff, it's getting very annoying. So I've written a little ode to get it off my chest. It is entitled, Ode to Two Straight Losses at Home. For the first time in 5 years. Long title, long ode. It goes something like this. What in the world are you going to do? We lose one quarterback, and then it was two. Contain the problem. It's only on offense. Don't look now. It's spread to the defense. Can't say poor us, and look for some pity. The Giants await in New York City. So how do you crawl out of this football hell? Every guy on the team doing his own job well. Yeah. Thank you. Got a special group with us from Sargento Cheese. And speaking of special groups, please say hello to our band, yes, special. In a lot of ways, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is not only living a remarkable story, he is also one heck of a football player. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Johnny Jolly. Johnny, welcome. Can you take that seat over there, please?
Welcome back, Johnny.
Johnny, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine as well. I bet things probably weren't so fine. Let's get the bad stuff out of the way. Weren't so fine in the defensive meeting room today because there was a couple of issues with the game yesterday. One was the big plays. And as a group, as a collective group, when you guys sat down and looked at it, what's the solution to that?
Basically, man, we just want to come out this week, you know, stick together, you know. That's the only way we're going to get things right. First of all, you know, we got to go out there and cut out the mistakes that we made. We had a bunch of missed tackles, you know, guys getting out of their gaps and things like that. And we just got to take advantage of the opportunity that we get.
The other thing that kind of stands out is that final drive, like about 9 minutes worth for the second week in a row. What's going on there, Johnny?
Man, it's a lack of focus in the fourth quarter, man. We've been doing that throughout the whole season. And at some point, we have to get it right, man. We got to, you know, continue to work hard in practice and put more emphasis on getting things right later on in the game.
There was a sequence in the second half that I thought spoke volumes about Johnny Jolly as a player and as a team leader, really. I noticed you were kind of limping off the field after a series. Dr. McKenzie came over, you waved him off. Lo and behold, I see you back on the field. You get in on a play, and boy, this one did it. Apparently, you injured your groin. And I'm thinking, Johnny Jolly is through for the day, and he probably won't do my show tomorrow night. And by golly, I see you back out there again, Johnny. I thought that spoke volumes about your approach to the game.
The
back.
For me, man, it's about, you know, going out there playing with passion, you know, and doing anything you can do to help your team win. And, you know, I did get injured a little bit, but, you know, it was something that I could push through. And the doctors, you know, they know that my decision was right. You know, they know that I know my body. So they gave me the opportunity to go back out there and try to make plays. And we'll get all that took care of this week, and I'll be back out there Sunday.
Johnny, I don't know if you're the newspaper reading type, but in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Green Bay Press Gazette over the weekend, there were two different articles, but the same topic, and that was midterm grades for the Green Bay Packers. And both newspapers gave you a tremendous amount of credit for not only what you're bringing to the party physically, but because you've reinserted a nasty attitude in the defense, and it's been paying off. And I think both of those comments, I don't always agree with what I read, but I think both of those were right on the money.
First of all, you know, those guys, you know, they're very physical, you know, with, you got BJ, you got Ryan Pickett, Mike Daniels, CJ Wilson, you got Josh Boyd, Drill Worthy. I can go on the fronts, you know, those guys are already physical, you know, it's just a certain attitude with me, you know, it's not so much of a bully attitude, but it's attack every play and let them know that we're going to be in their face every play. And, that's just the way we roll. We got the size. We got the talent. We got everything that we need. We just need to stay focused and doing what we do. And, man, it's all about us right now. So we got to get it together.
Well, as these articles pointed out, you're doing the leadership thing, whether you want to or not. And did you, when you came back and fighting what seemingly were insurmountable odds, did you ever think you would not only be a starter but also a leader on this football team?
Well, with me, it's about coming out, giving everything you have every day, not only on Sundays, but throughout the week. You know, you come to practice, you may practice for 2 hours, 3 hours, and you got to leave everything you have on the field every day to get yourself better. And, you know, the teams watches that, and they see it in me, and obviously I'm a leader by that, and I'm just going to keep pushing and keep focusing on that.
Just between us. Was there ever a time during training camp you thought, wow, I've been gone a long time and I might have bit off more than I really want to chew here, because that's a lot of work and your body hasn't been put through it in a long time. Did you ever think those thoughts, have any doubts at all?
I never doubted myself. I just knew I had to continue to work hard, because this group that we have in the D-line room, it's a group that I haven't been around before. We may have had two or three players that could play real good, but this group right here, every group, you know, from the first group to the third group, is excellent players. So they brought my talent level up another notch, knowing that I had to get in there and get myself back together with those guys.
All right, Johnny, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. Come on down here a second.
In the huddle.
Woo! In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Johnny, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First of all, we've got to see the play. It's kind of a mystical thing. We've got to see the play. Could we please? Oh, there we go. Wonderful. Okay. Now, right here, this is you, Johnny, okay, as you well know. Now, at the snap of the ball, I want to start the play, and it's clear from the get-go, Johnny, you are on a slant charge to the inside. Is that predetermined by formation, huddle call? How does that happen?
Basically, when I'm lined up in front of the guard, see how fast the guard got out in front of me? I'm supposed to be in the gap in front of him, but if he get out faster than me, I let the linebacker take over this A gap, and I take the B gap, and I just shoot it.
Okay, the next thing I want to watch is Lane Johnson, their tackle, because if you'll notice, Johnny, he is actually reaching over you and, like, doing a reverse bear hug. Now, I am told that holding is illegal, even in the NFL. What is with Lane Johnson and his approach to this block?
Basically, he's just trying to do everything he can do to stop me from getting to his running back. So, I mean, I don't like it, but, hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Okay. And what you do is dispose of his hold attempt. And now you got, for a reward, you got LeSean McCoy, the NFL's leading rusher. And now You got, he's a nifty, he's a shifty guy, and okay, he's trying to juke you right here, and you're in this arm tackle situation, something he's probably been able to run through about 1,000 times during his career. And tell me what's going through your head right now, or body, or both.
Basically, I was trying not to get shook, so I planted my feet and just exploded throughout my ankles and reached out, and luckily I grabbed him and was able to get him down.
Well, that's what we want to watch right now. Not many people, when they have that kind of disadvantage, get McCoy on the ground. And that's exactly what Johnny Jolly did. All right, when we come back, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph, starring Gabe.
Turn it up.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Gabe. How are you today, Gabe?
Good.
Fired up? If you can learn the football skill Coach Jolly is about to teach you, you will have earned his autograph. Is that awesome or what?
Yes.
Okay. Way to be jacked. His hair's on fire. What are we going to learn, Johnny?
Today we'll learn the spin move and the pass rush.
Oh, cool. All right.
Okay. I need come over here for me, Gabe. All right. You got to get here. Got to get your left foot back. Get on his shoulder a little bit. Put this leg back, this hand down. And when you come out of your stance, you're going to take one step. One step right here with your left leg and throw this arm. Like that. Chop his arm down. And when he leans towards you, you're going to spin and go get the quarterback.
Okay, hang on. Okay. Now, Gabe, you have to put it all together. Let's look at the spin move on the screen because you got to put it all together. Here's Johnny right here. Check it out. Check out the spin move. Oh, isn't that a nice feature? Watch the spin move, Gabe. Whoa! That was quick. Okay, young Gabe. It's time to put it all together and say your prayers. Does he earn your autograph, Johnny?
Yes, sir. Good job.
All right,
man.
Let's get it out here. While Gabe is getting his autograph, we got to take a timeout. When we come back, it is time for the Chalk Talk. Hey, stay with us, please. Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back. Time for this week's Chalk Talk, and just my own personal opinion, but leadership starts with performance. Let's take a look, okay? Our guest tonight, Johnny Jolly, right here, and the Packers are on the goal line against the Baltimore Ravens, the defending Super Bowl champs, okay? And this fella is going to try to hook Johnny Jolly. Okay, let's start the tape. And you can see Johnny working his way upfield, putting the guy in the backfield, and Johnny is basically refusing to be hooked. And that's exactly what the blocker wants to do. Now, meanwhile in the backfield, okay, this is Ray Rice, and what Johnny's doing is forcing him to go east and west rather than north or south. So hopefully some friendlies can arrive to do some good business on him. Now, at this point, check this out, okay, and keep in mind, this man weighs at least 330 pounds. Okay, all right, okay. Okay, most guys that size, running back out here, 330-pounder in here, case closed. This guy has done his job. It's up to all the little guys to make the play, okay? Most guys, hey, I did my job. But let's continue on, and that's Ray Rice, a good running back, and Morgan Burnett slows him down. But look who knocks Rice out of bounds, and with him, the ball. Our guest, Johnny Jolly. And that is leadership, and that is performance. Frankie.
Thank you.
Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk.
You know, Johnny, during your return, I've noticed something. You are certainly a different man off the field. But on the field, you're that same nasty... Can I say SOB on TV? Well, I did. I mean, you still bring that, and I've seen you actually... Well, like right here, we're looking at you calling out one of the Baltimore Ravens like that. I've seen you walk up to the opponent's huddle. I mean, they're huddling during a TV timeout. He walks up there and starts trash-talking to them and that kind of thing. And so, like, how do you divide that up? And it's kind of a split personality because you're still ornery on the field.
Man, basically, it's kind of like it's reaction, man. Once you get inside those lines, you know it's time for war. Well, I wouldn't say war, but it's time for a battle. So that's what it is. We're going to let them know that every play we're going to be getting at them.
Johnny, at the top of the show, I mentioned you're living a remarkable story, and you deserve all the credit in the world, certainly, but I'm sure you had some help along the way, different people that you kind of leaned on in tough times. Did you?
Oh, yeah, sure. My mother, my beautiful wife right here, Benicia.
And what's your beautiful wife's name?
Benicia.
Could you stand, please? Now, let's give her a big Packers Live welcome. So your mom, your wife, and I've also heard you mention God a lot as you've explained things.
Right.
And that's a big part of your life as well.
That's the main reason. You know, when I was incarcerated, that's like someone that I talk to all the time. And I just had to find out what was going on with me. And, you know, it all worked out.
All right, it sure did. And we're glad it did. All right. Yeah. Coming up, we'll have questions for Johnny from our lively audience. Here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. I spit it all out. Wonderful. Stay with us, please. Welcome back, Johnny Jolly, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Blake Hermans.
And Blake, what's your question?
Do you know who the emergency quarterback would have been if the backup got hurt?
Say that again?
Would it be you?
No, I played a little quarterback back in my day, elementary.
All right, next up we have?
Janet Furtak. Are you surprised on the impact that you had on the team? Did you surprise yourself?
I'm very surprised. You know, it's an honor to be out there with those guys. And, you know, they accepted me, and I love doing my job.
All right, thank you. And next up we have?
Marie Reprock. You look as if you haven't missed a beat. What did you do to keep yourself conditioned to bring yourself back to NFL standards?
Mostly for me, it was mentally. I know once I got in camp, everything else would play itself out. So I just stayed focused mentally.
Thank you, Johnny, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what do we have for our questioners?
The questioners win Sargento cheese pretzels, which I eat nightly.
That's how you do it. I always wondered. Anyway, coming up, some final thoughts. Don't go away, please. You're watching Packers Live. Sorry. We are back with Johnny Jolly. And, Johnny, I want to take a look at some video with you. And if you could explain it, it's you and your teammate, Ryan Pickett. And it's kind of a belly bump, but it's not. I think Big Ryan chickened out at the end or something.
Right.
What's going on right here?
Basically, it's supposed to be a chest bump, but Ryan didn't have enough hops, you know, to get up there where I was, so he kind of turned the shoulder on me.
Hey, Johnny, like looking at you two together, does it take a big guy to really understand a big guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's some things, you know. You just got to be a big guy to understand.
We actually changed chairs right before. We didn't know if they're big guy tested. Real quick, Johnny, getting this thing turned around. I mean, some folks are worried the season's slipping away. Getting it turned around, what's going to happen here?
Man, we just, like I said earlier in the show, we're going to stick together. We had a great meeting today. Get focused on the things that we've been slipping up on, and we'll get it took care of this week.
Johnny, best of luck to you. And congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.